Wednesday. Weird Wednesday, 5 p.m., time for American Hit Radio. 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD. My name is Tom Ryan, my lovely wife and co-host, Hattie Morales Ryan, running the board, as well as being a co-host, as she does every single show. And, of course, on Wednesdays, we call the show, well, it's American Radio, but we look at albums in depth. I choose an album that I love and that I want to share with the world. And I specifically choose albums because I'm very concerned about albums. I think that albums came very close to actually almost just falling off the face of the earth. It seemed like they were going to become extinct for a while with the digitization of everything. I'm not sure if this little tiny bit of work that we're doing is going to make a difference or not, or if it has been making a tiny difference, but I do get this sense that the idea of albums are beginning to come back. And I don't mean albums in terms of a vinyl 12-inch record, although that is happening too. That is coming back as well. And it is probably the best format for an album, to be honest. But we really learned a lot, didn't we, about how CDs are really just, you know, kind of a junk. I mean, they get damaged and that's it. They're ruined. I mean, records can get scratchy. They may get a skip or something, but they're still playable. You can use them. But man, when a CD goes bad, garbage. So all that. Plus, I mean, it's the thing about albums is that it's a great way for an artist to present what they do best. And so that's what we've been doing, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. And we have two lists, the top 500 of the top 40, where we have 500 albums that made the top 40. And we did cross the halfway mark with those already. We're past the 250. Not quite there on the alternative top 40 list. In fact, we are now up to number 222 with today's album. And it happens to be an album where the name of the album is the same as the name of the artist. Joan Armatrading, from September of 1976, peaked at number 67 in America. And I am going to push this album hard. I love this album so much that it gives me goosebumps. It can bring tears to my eyes, and it excites me, all depending what song you're playing. I mean, I would be painting an incomplete portrait of the music scene of the mid-70s without including something by Joan Armatrading. When she appeared, her style and voice were so original that she almost warranted her own genre, like confessional singer-songwriter, acoustic jazz funk, or something like that. And at the time, nobody wrote songs like hers, and the caliber of the writing was often stunning. I mean, like I said, to this day, the hairs on my arms stand up whenever I hear the hit single from this album, Love and Affection. Like so much of her material, the song opens slowly and it unfolds in layers, with each new layer altering the tonal palette, rendering it unpredictable and yet inevitable. Not every song had such emotional strength, but Love and Affection sounded like it could move mountains, and it still does. I'm certain that this is due in no small part to the excellent production work of English legend Glenn Johns. I'll probably be talking about him a bit. But great production only matters when there is great material to hone. Johns, who worked with Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, The Beatles, The Who, Bob Dylan, The Eagles, and a host of other superstars, has stated that, quote, Joan Armatrading, this album, is the best album he'd ever been associated with. Now, one of the best characteristics of Armatrading's songwriting is its ability to sound deeply personal and yet relatable for just about any listener. This is mostly due to her penchant for writing an extensive catalog of love songs, but draping the words in a melodic style that sounds like nobody else. Whether the lyrics are autobiographical or not is moot. What matters is that the song's characters are often vulnerable, but with a confident sense of self-centered optimism that carries the listener above anything that could be interpreted as morose. Songs like Down to Zero, Help Yourself, Save Me, and Tall in the Saddle, which we will get to, all discuss awkward moments in a relationship, but without a trace of self-pity. The lyrics express self-empowerment, and the music adds to the sense of confidence with no outward sign of trying too hard, which makes it easy for the listener to empathize with the protagonist, meaning Joan. Armor Trading had been releasing records since 1972, when she immediately garnered praise for her unique style. But, of course, it never hurt that she always surrounded herself with some of the best musicians in England, including the band members for people like Cat Stevens, Fairport Convention, Faces, and Elton John, including the man himself. And even a young Andy Summers, soon to be a member of the Police. While critics embraced her immediately, her ascendancy to stardom in Britain was slow, and even slower here in the States. This album that we're going to play today is the album that broke her open in England and got enough airplay here in the States to at least put her on the radar. Her next few albums were similar in quality and style, and we will be hearing more of her on this program in the future. But her albums were similar, but until the new wave movement inspired her to new heights of a stylistic change of her own, where things got even more interesting. But before the punk eruption, though, the album Joan Armor Trading signified a high watermark for a feminine perspective in pop music. Let's hear the opening track, a fabulous song that's entitled Down to Zero.
To the ground. to the ground, down to the ground. You're no heartache, still more crying when you're thinking of your mother's only son. Turn to your man, you set his peace in sleep, but you dream of love instead. But oh,
if you listen to the words, it's like such an incredibly sad song and really like very personal, and it's like she's really aware. This is in the 70s now, and there were a lot of divorce, you know, the whole sexual revolution was going on, and a lot of couples were getting divorced, and a lot of women felt like they were getting kicked aside by their husbands. And like Joan was noticing that a lot of women were saying, well, he doesn't love me anymore because I'm not pretty enough now. I no longer appeal to him. And she was saying, well, you know, that's, you know, she could really understand that. She said, I know that they were wrong, but I also knew that if it were me in the same situation, I'd probably feel and think exactly the same thing. So how you can come down to zero because of being neglected. Amazingly moving song. Let's play two in a row just to get the feel for exactly how incredibly talented Joan Armatrading is as a songwriter and as a wordsmith, and being aware of the social aspect of what was happening at the time and conveying it in such an amazingly intelligent and unique way, not just with her words, but with her melodies and the fantastic band. By the way, that was Kenny Jones of Faces on drums on that last song. We'll start with the song called Help Yourself, and we'll segue it into Water with the Wine.
If you're gonna do it right. Don't leave it overnight. If you're gonna help me now. Another 10 minutes will be too late. Like a crying child, I need comfort now. Don't pick me up when the tears are dry on my face. I need someone to help me. But not you, you're not ready. Seems you have trouble helping yourself. It takes time to notice, and you don't seem to know time keeps moving. What you're doing is a wasting of my time. You would help me more if you helped yourself. Help yourself, help yourself. You wanna get yourself together? Don't you wanna put yourself to right? I said, get yourself together. Don't you wanna put yourself to right? I said, no. Don't apologize, done your best. Seems it still ain't right. Leave me alone. No more to be said. You gotta do it, you got to do it yourself. I'm gonna have to help myself. Help myself. Help myself. I'm gonna have to help myself. Help myself. If you're gonna say it now. Don't leave it overnight. If you're gonna hold me tight. not if it seems all right. Like a crying child, I need comfort now. Don't pick me up when the tears are dry on my face. You've got to govern the situation, but not you, you'll know. And anyway, hold up, you're trying to sort out your mind. You've got to get it together. You've got to get it together. You would help me more if you helped yourself. And he said he loved me so. He walked me to my door before I knew it, to my living room. I thought there was no need for worry when he took me in his arms. Drank some whiskey, hung his coat upon the stand. That's when the music started. I heard the lights went. I stumbled on a lost shoe. Fever started. This man was getting high. I got no strength to make him stop. I guess it's too late, but I'll know next time. To mix some water with the wine. Gotta know. The sun came pouring in at five upon my face. I felt the taste of last night's love upon my lips. I wasn't sure if I had dreamt it or had not, but there across the pillow was the face I had forgot. That's when he said he loved me. Could be the truth this time. He put his arms about me. Fever started. This man was getting high. I got no strength to make him stop. I guess it's too late, but I'll know next time. To mix some more with the wine. Gotta love, love, gotta love. Getting hard. I got no strength to make him stop. Guess it's too late, but I'll know next time. To make some water with the wine. To make some water with the wine. To make some water with the wine. To make some water with the wine.
I'm telling you now, there's not a dud on this album. It's just every single song is great. I don't know if it's because she was born and raised in St. Kitts, that there's some sort of like a really unique sensibility about how she comes at music. But what would that have to do with the fact that she was able to attract some of the most fantastic musicians in England? I mean, every song, you listen to the musicianship on this album, and it's stunningly perfect. But yet nobody's overplaying. It's like nobody's showing off. The focus is exactly where it should be, which is on the song and the singer of the song, the lyrics. That's always the way that it should be in music. If you step beyond that, well, then you're doing something else. But this is beyond perfect. And I give a lot of credit for that to the producer. Of course, I'm a big fan of Glenn Johns. We'll speak about him a little bit more. But now we can, we're up to the song, which is the first big hit that Joan had. And this song would probably make my all-time top 10 list of songwriting, of just about anybody who could write a song. Try to top this. I mean, this is just, it hits on every single button. It's a perfect song. The way that it builds, the way that the structure like moves, it literally, you can almost feel it moving. It's almost like lava, how it flows and how it begins to change and push. The words actually push the melody. It's just an amazing thing to witness, to hear. So just listen as close as you can, please. And it's something to behold. This is Love and Affection.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion, east or west, where's the best for romance? With a friend I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back, but really laugh, really laugh. Took me dancing across the floor, cheek to cheek, but with a lover I could really move, really move. I could really dance, really dance, really dance, really dance. I could really move, really move, really move, really move. Now if I could feel the song in the rain on my face, why can't I feel love? Really love, really love, really love, really love, really love, 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 love. Now I got all the friends that I. I may need my home, but I should just stick to those that I have got. With friends I still feel so insecure. Little darling, I believe you can help me a lot. Just take my hand and leave me where you will. No conversation, no way. With a little dedication, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it. You know that's what I like. Once more with the feeling, give me love, give me love, give me love. With a little dedication,
Again, the personnel. That's Dave Maddox on drums from Fairport Convention. Yeah, that deep voice that's in back of her. If you're a TV fan, you know the TV show The Wire? The guy that played Lester Freeman, that's him. His name is Clark Peters, who's singing it. Or if you know Tremé, remember the TV show Tremé? He was actually in that series as well. He was Albert Lambreau. He was that guy. So there you go. Anyway, one song left for side one. We'll just play this, and then we'll like. I don't want to like play two songs from two different sides. I want to like get the vinyl feel for this. So let's play the last track on side one. It's called "Save Me."
Sinking, caught up in a whirl in motion. Such a strange sensation. The current's uncertain, like sails of a mill I spin. Like wheels I move in a circle while you stand on the bank. Immune or evasive, throw me a lifeline, save me. Intimacy and affection frozen. In this game of chance I forfeit. Full hand of love with no counters, like a moth with no flame to persuade me. Like blood in the rain, running thin. While you stand on the inside, looking in, save me inside. In this game of chance I forfeit. A full hand of love with no counter, like a moth with no flame to persuade me. Like blood in the rain, running thin. While you stand on the inside, looking in, say.
Side one. Let me remind you, listen to WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City, New York. The show is American Hit Radio, and we do this every Wednesday and Friday between 5 and 6 p.m. We're playing the Joan Armatrading album, and I am so, just this is just such pure pleasure for me, pure pleasure. I will admit, listen, the whole idea of this is for me to play albums that I love, but the truth of the matter is there's times when I'm picking albums that are kind of like a trip to the dentist for me. You know, I mean, I played a double Genesis album and I was tough for me. I'm still trying to learn to like it. But when you hear that every single critic in the planet says that it's great, after a while you just succumb, you know, you give into it and you try to understand it. So I'm keeping an open mind and I'm allowing things that are, if it's universally like raved about, I'm not going to diss it. But I love it when I get to basically play something that I truly love. It's just, it's the most fun thing in the world to be able to sit on the radio and just talk about an album that I already love. So let's flip it over to side two and play the opening track, which is a great way to, it's a great kickoff too. And it's a little bit of a cool rocker. It's called Join the Boys.
Even on a bad night, we've been dancing second to none, not even on a bad night. We'll be dancing in the floodlight, second to none, not even on a bad night. I wanna be alone, but it just gets worse all the time. Can't make it work. People all around me in love and pain. Some are integrated, driving me insane. Somebody of my own, that's all changed. Love somebody of my own, that's all changed. People all around me in love and pain. Some are integrated, driving me.
That track was called People. Now, I mentioned earlier that I was going to talk a little bit about Glyn Johns, the producer for this album. Let me just tell you a small, tiny history of his. He recorded so many albums, it would take me a half an hour to tell you about it. But this is a guy who was an engineer for the Beatles' Abbey Road, for Led Zeppelin's first album. He was a producer and or engineer for the Rolling Stones' Let It Bleed, for the band's Stage Fright, for Faces, Not As Good As a Wink, the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers, Neil Young's Harvest. He was a producer and engineer for The Who's on Who's Next and Quadrophenia. He's responsible for the first three Eagles albums and tons more. With a catalog like that, his quote is, "The first two albums that I made with Joan are my favorite records of all the records that I have made." A man who knows music that much. knows what he loves. Let's play two more tracks from this album, back to back, so I can get them all in. First up is a song called Somebody Who Loves You, and we'll segue that into Like Fire.
I don't know what you're thinking. Should I stay or say goodbye? You blow smoke on the ceiling. You don't want to look into my eyes. You got somebody who loves you, and I want to see you. Wrap the sheets around you, with me hugged up inside. I wanna see you fan the fire. Come on, start the blaze and don't run for cover. You've got someone who loves you, somebody loves you. So tired of one night stands, left with longing from misspent passion, with one more human to despise. You've got somebody who loves you. Love is dark, but no stranger. Mistaken shyness can be costly. Too hasty goodbye, then you've lost me. You've got someone who loves you. Somebody loves you.
And you've got the power.
You can be fire or sugar sweet, like honey, when you wanna be. Hey, I'm trembling, and you got the touch. When I hear you call my name, brings me the feeling that I love so much. You can be fire or sugar sweet, like honey, like honey, when you wanna be. When you're around me, it's like the sun up above. You may be fooling, but I'm deep in love. Let's stay together, that's how it should be. I'll only leave if you leave me.
Like fire. Before that, Somebody Who Loves You. Just to put the perspective in here, I wonder, like, some things that some critics were saying. Keep in mind that at this point in time, Joan Armatrading is essentially almost like a debut artist. People are just beginning to get to know her. And yet critics are comparing her to superstars at this time. Phil Sutcliffe from Sounds Magazine wrote this: "Unrecognized as she is, we need Joan Armatrading like we need Bob Dylan and the Beatles." Or how about this? Robin Denslow in The Guardian wrote that the album, quote, "showed that we now have a black artist in Britain with the same sort of vocal range, originality, in fact, even greater originality in terms of musical influences and lyrical sensitivity as Joni Mitchell." Like, okay, that's a whole heck of an amazing comparison for somebody who's just popped up out of ground zero. But I mentioned Joni Mitchell basically because We're going to be hearing from her next week. That's the album we're going to be covering next week, so I figured I'd mention that. But meanwhile, Joan Armour Trading ends her eponymous album entitled Joan Armour Trading with a huge bang. Probably the most rockin' song on the album and the most like the most intense song. It's blazing, and it's called Tall in the Saddle. So I had to say blazing because the saddles. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Say what you will. You can't take the stars at night. Take your love. But that doesn't stop my life. You've been fooling around. I looked to you for love. Thought you walked on holy ground. But oh, you mean. I thought that here was a guy brave and strong, a brother to his brothers, brave and strong, who's preaching what to practice, but that don't mean. Me. Tall in the saddle. One of these days you're gonna have to dismount. You don't leave me downhearted, but I'm sorry that you have to go. As we had we had fun while it lasted. We had fun while it lasted. Persuaded, then you beat up on their heart.